It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, it's Thursday, and you've tuned into the Klein Alley Show. This is Pantyhose Greg, and when I'm not panhandling for weed in front of 7-Eleven, I'm listening to the Klein Alley Show.
We are live in Los Angeles! 3, 2, 1! And here we go.
Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your prequel end on a Thursday morning here in Los Angeles, California. It is Klein Alley Show. Good morning, Netbangers on the YouTube watching us live as we stream. And for the rest of you, thanks for checking us out here on the world famous KROQ.
I'm in a great mood because I woke up in the middle of a great dream. And it's not normal that I actually have good dreams or even remember my dreams, but you'll love this. I woke up from a dream that I had just scratched off a scratcher and won $30,000.
It's funny that even in your dreams.
Yeah, you dream so low.
You dream so, like you would think.
It was $30,000.
Ali
yeah,
wakes
but
up.
It's a dream. A dream. Like, dream bigger, woman.
I won a free ticket. In my dream, I won a free ticket. It was so exhilarating. And right before I cashed it in, the guy said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you weren't able to, you actually don't have the lucky number.
Look, my dreams are realistic. And I was in the middle of the cashier from 7-Eleven paying me out when I woke up. It was such
I have a dream.
Okay, that's it. You got a dream a little bigger than that.
Look, most people on a scratcher are winning a free ticket or $2. In this dream, I was
take us
a real winner.
Are you in a liquor store when you win this fake money?
No.
And by the way, you think that's a good dream? That's such a if you really have one of those dreams, it feels real.
It really did feel real. And the guy was like, I have to pay myself, too, because the store gets money.
Oh, yeah. They don't put up this banner for $30,000 scratchers.
And he got $1,000 for me winning $30,000.
Yeah, and I really played this out.
Because I had a string of scratchers, and I was scratching off the bottom. You know, you don't want to actually do the game. You just scratch off whether you won.
I'm with you. A lot of people don't realize this, but this will save you a lot of time, and nothing makes you feel like more of a degenerate loser than skipping past the entire gameplay of the scratcher.
Yeah, don't do the crossword.
Just to go to the barcode at the bottom, scratch it quickly, and scan it. And then you don't even have to. You don't even get the highs and lows of, oh, I'm one number away.
No, yeah.
At least
is it going to be a cherry? No.
Right.
So but in this case, in my dream, it said if you did win, it would say how much. So I was scratching off the bottoms, and then at one point it said 30K. And I was like, whoa, this must be a mistake. And then I filled out the rest of the scratcher, and it did check out. And I ran, I don't remember where I was, but I ran into the store immediately, and I said, hey, I got to cash this out. And he was all excited. And he said he was going to pay himself $1,000 because how much he wins. And then my alarm went off. And I was like, God damn it.
You know what's funny is that you're saying that was a great dream. So you're in a good mood. And I would argue that when I get woken up, and I don't dream often, I learned from a young age, don't have dreams. But when I wake up from a very scary or bad or sad dream, I actually am in a better mood because I think to myself, oh, thank God, that was all just a dream. When a good thing is happening and then I wake up angry because I go, oh, man, that was just a dream.
Well, it was not fun to wake up, but at least I have dreams that feel like they are within reach. You know, yeah. Winning $1 million or what, millions of dollars, and you're like, oh, my God, or I'm sleeping with this A-lister or person that you think you can never get.
Right.
Then you wake up and you're like, that will never happen. Like, yeah. At least I feel like if I go to a liquor store today and buy a scratcher, this could materialize.
Well, if your dreams include Disneyland tickets or tickets to an advanced screening. Mission Impossible, maybe. Those are the tickets in your future. We'll have them for you this morning on K-Rock. And an easy $100. Oh, that's like winning a scratcher. That's realistic. That'll be coming up soon right here on KROQ. Good morning. All right. That's the too sweet guy known as Hozier on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, remember these numbers. They will result in you winning things or potentially interacting with the show today. 800-520-1067. Lots to give you this morning. As we mentioned, very excited to play this game a little bit later. But as you want to win those tickets to go to the advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning... We'll be playing a brand new game inspired by Tom Cruise, star of that movie, called Name That Short Guy. And if you're able to identify short people, as we're officially at a Short King Spring, then you could win your tickets to the advanced screening. Hopefully it's full of short people, so no one will be blocking your view of the screen.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise is famous for being short, and he's made quite a career for himself. And Johnny, who's a very tall guy, he swears that short guys rule the world.
It is interesting. Whenever I meet a super famous person, unless they're like a professional basketball player, I'm usually blown away with just how short they truly are in person. Mm-hmm. I don't know
Ryan
what it is.
Ryan Seacrest is really short.
One of the shortest. Seacrest.
Yep. Mark Wahlberg was really small and short.
Vanessa, the producer of the show, as a mm-hmm. child, so I don't think that's the same category, but there's yeah. so many different ways, and anyway, so
it's like they have to make up for something because they weren't born
right.
with...
Make me a star!
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So anyway, we'll get into Name That Short Guy a little bit later. Could score you those tickets. We'll do some Disneyland for you as well, and there's a lot of controversy about Disneyland because whenever we say it, Jake says his thing, and people get nuts about it, but here we go.
A quick question about the Disneyland tickets that y'all are giving out. Mm. Are those tickets just for Disneyland, or are they also for, California?
No, they're for either. One day, one park tickets. You'll get four of them, and it could be for California Adventure, California, or they could be for Disneyland. The choice will be yours. Before we get into it, Allie knows the news and give you the shout at $100 of her money. I recommend you get on the phones now if you want to win that at 800-520-1067. We do have a police officer, Allie, that left a message on the GOAT line about something that happened on yesterday's show.
Uh-oh.
The fuzz is in listening?
The fuzz is in.
Dude. The po-po?
The heat is on. And this police officer claims he's called before about something we've done. Something that has made him feel a certain way.
Sweet divots, guys. Hey, I've called before. I've been in law enforcement for 25 years, and I complimented you on your jury selection when it comes to petty claims court and how I thought we should switch over to that. But after listening to today's show...
So he... Uh-oh. I remember this guy. I remember we did hear from a guy that was in law enforcement, and he said that he thought our system of really letting the general public decide right and wrong was a great system that should be implemented on a much larger scale. Move that from petty claims court.
That would be a disaster.
I don't think so, because if you think about how time-consuming the actual jury selection process is, you're just looking for people that have just kind of random opinions from the general public, right or wrong.
I feel like if we could decide things, we'd be like, you're annoying, go to jail.
Well, you're right. Listen to this guy's point, though. So he used to think that we had a good system, then he listened to yesterday's petty claims court, and now here he is again.
I just realized that your entire system is so brilliant.
He's doubling down. Our system is even more brilliant than when he first called.
I think each side should get 30 minutes to present their case. They both get a 10-second closing argument. And your jury of 100 callers, yeah, that's it. Once they call in and vote, that's it. You're locked in. But here's the brilliant part. Klein Alley, I think you guys should do the sentencing. I mean, you could sentence someone to get their nipple pierced or frost their bangs or take a long road trip with Jake the Nerd. Mm. But anyway... Yeah, I really think we should put this on the ballot. Sweet dibs, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, let's talk about how we are, like, broke and we're way under, you know, over budget. I would imagine by doing something, even though this sounds stupid, right? But this would probably free up, I would imagine, hundreds of millions of dollars of wasted taxpayers' money.
Well, and if you've ever been to court, I feel like a lot of it is a bunch of to-do.
Of course, because a lot of people
it's like
are just,
the honorable blah 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 and the presenting of the papers, and it's like, you know what, just get an opinion, make
right.
a choice,
it's
move
a lot
on
of sitting around. You and I, if we were able to just go with this system, we could probably get through
20 court cases a day.
Yeah, I mean, think about how long the whole Menendez thing took. That was just like reschedules and then recesses and all that crap, and we could have just decided that in like 5 minutes or less.
According to a 25-year law enforcement veteran, we are doing something brilliant on this show, and if that's not a reason to listen, I don't know what is. If you'd like to win $100, call now. We'll give you Ali's money after this quick break. 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news and your payday next. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Ali's show. It is Thursday. Every morning around this time, we give you a chance to get an instant bonus. Sweet little payday, the equivalent of getting a scratcher. Ali had a dream of winning a scratcher, and now is your chance. Five questions about the news. The only thing standing between you and that sweet payday is that lady right there who's currently working on the first round of ADD News, which you'll get later this hour and every hour this morning with actual stories happening in the world. But is she aware? Does she know which five questions we put together? And can you do better than she does to win $100 with a brand new theme song, Allie, left on the goat line?
She married Boobykins, but her kid calls her Poopykins. Mm. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Doesn't rhyme, but it is factual. So thank you for the song, and you can always leave your theme songs on the goat line. That number is 844-956-GOAT.
By the way, if your kid is three and they call you a poop, that's a big compliment.
It's the biggest compliment. And an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Could be either.
Doesn't matter.
Later
I'll
in
take
life,
it.
Full insult. But for a three-year-old, that is as good as it gets.
Yep.
Let's say hi to Manny in Sun Valley, who would like a shot at your money this morning. And hopefully he's up for the challenge. Good morning, Manny.
Morning.
We got five questions here. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios.
All right.
She's, of course, in she's wearing flannel today. Spoiler alert. She's going to take her lesbian flannel garb and leave the K-Rock studios. I got five questions here. As soon as she's out, your round will begin. She's out, which means question can start right now. Here we go.
Allie knows the news.
Starting with some Dick's news. Everyone loves Dick's news. Dick's Sporting Goods is paying $2.5 billion to buy this struggling mall mainstay. A story you've seen at probably every mall you've ever been to is about to be acquired by Dick's. What is it?
What locker?
Go to question number two. Speaking of Dick's, move over Dick Clark. NBC has just announced their New Year's Eve host, and Long Beach would be very proud. Need an answer. Three, two, one. Go to question number three. We're moving on. This professional sports league has just released their schedule for the upcoming season.
The Rams.
What league would that be in?
NFL.
Question number four. Netflix will be rebooting this classic competition show that has not actually been on the air in years. Which classic competition show is Netflix saying we are rebooting?
Family Feud.
And finally, the co-founder of this ice cream company was arrested at a Senate hearing. Which ice cream company is the co-founder in some trouble?
Ben and Jerry.
All right. Took you a while, but you got some right. Let's see how you do. Let's see how you do. You're saying shenanigans, Jake?
Call shenanigans.
Joe, Jake's calling shenanigans. Manny, are you playing honestly, or are you cheating?
No, I'm playing honestly.
You swear? Even the way he said that, I didn't actually think shenanigans. I just thought he's still waking up like the rest of us.
There's a girl in the call with him.
Yeah, who is that girl in the background? She's some sort of genius?
No.
Is there a girl in the background?
No, there's not.
Oh, what? Now I'm sensing shenanigans.
Hello?
Cap.
Cap?
I don't know, Johnny said say cap.
Cap, bro. I heard her. She's there.
Vanessa just goes, cap.
Hey, Johnny.
I hated it when I said it.
Johnny,
yeah.
Johnny, tell Vanessa to say incredibly racist things during the show and see how many of them she just repeated.
Sir, yes, sir.
All right, moving on. Let's see how Allie does.
She just no questions.
No questions. She said it with no confidence either. Yeah. Cap. Okay, Johnny said. Question number one, Allie. Let's score it together. See how you do. You're battling Manny. Some people calling shenanigans. Others saying, no, just a guy waking up. Question one. Dick's News, your favorite type of news. Dick's Sporting Goods paying $2.4 billion to buy this struggling mall mainstay.
Yeah, that would be Foot Locker.
All right, he said that as well. That was an answer that we got from Manny, which means you guys are both on the board. Foot Locker is about to be acquired by Dick's. Go to question number two. Speaking of Dick's, move over Dick Clark. NBC has just announced their New Year's Eve host, and Long Beach would be proud.
Yeah, that's Snoop Dogg.
It's like the guy just will take every job that is offered to him, and he'll be hosting a two-hour, some sort of variety New Year's Eve special on NBC, which seems crazy because we're not even in the month of June yet, and they're already talking New Year's Eve. But you want Snoop Dogg, that guy books up early.
They're trying to get some competition for Ryan Seacrest.
I get it. Got a question number three right now, and Allie is up 2-1. He did not get that correct. Question three. This professional sports league has just announced their schedule for the upcoming season.
The NFL?
That's a guess from you. Manny got that as well. Took him a while, but he ended up there. Yes, the NFL announced their complete schedule for the upcoming season.
Uh-oh.
And we go to number four. Allie's still up by one with two questions left. Netflix is going to be rebooting this classic competition show. It's not been on the air for years and years and years, and they're saying we're bringing it back, baby.
Classic competition show. Survivor?
No. He guessed, I forget, A Family Feud. Terrible guess. Star Search is coming back.
Oh, man.
To Netflix.
Yeesh.
Star Search.
Isn't that basically The Voice?
It's basically like a combination of everything. Before there was any of that, American Idol, Voice, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, but you
that,
have like the random magician in there and ventriloquist. Yeah. I think like, you know, any kind of talent.
So like America's Got Talent.
Yeah, it's like that.
Right.
So mixed with The Voice.
Right. Every show that has come since is kind of like a variation of that.
Yeah,
I guess that was
they're
the
not
first
bringing
one.
Back Star Search, really. And, it's already been back.
And finally, we got one question left. Manny needs this one. The co-founder of this ice cream company was arrested at a Senate hearing.
Ooh. Ben and Jerry's?
That's the one. Ben, I believe it was Ben that was arrested.
Ugh, would be Ben.
Such a Ben move. Allie beat you by one. Manny, you put in a decent effort, unfortunately, or you cheated. Regardless, Allie holds on to her money for another day. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
Money from somebody.
Cool.
All right, great. We'll get that. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Cap.
Thank you, Vanessa. So true.
Like, I sucked, no cap.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Some people argue the first date is the most important of all the dates. I think we've agreed around here it's date number three. Date number three is the one that will seal it. Usually that results in potentially sex if you haven't had it up until that point. Date number three is kind of like, all right, this is not rushing into it. And last night was supposed to be date number three for Jake the Nerd. And it was a woman he met recently. I forget how he met her.
He met her getting bar audio.
Oh, that's right. He met her doing something for this show. Met her out and about. Oh, this show is responsible for you getting so much. It's really wild.
It's also responsible for me losing a girlfriend.
Right. You blame this show very publicly for costing you your previous relationship. And
because it did.
You would have lost it anyway. We just sped up the process.
Okay.
Well,
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Jake.
She was already remodeling over your living space.
She was building over you.
She said you had to leave your own bedroom because she was going to put a roof in or something or take a roof out.
Keywords, your own bedroom.
Yeah. You guys didn't share when you moved in. You didn't even share a room. I went over there one time. That was the weirdest night of my life going over there.
It was a good room.
That situation was weird. Jake warned me. He's like, you can walk to the kitchen, but you may run into her. I was like, what?
Yeah, but we could be responsible for you finding your next long-term relationship, someone that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, and you feel really strongly about this girl, right?
I am very interested, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and people were so excited that you were going on date number three last night, and some listener even sent us a song. Not a great song, but it was supposed to inspire you. This is called Jake Goes to the Bone Zone. This was sent from a listener that doesn't have a lot of talent, our own Star Search.
Going rock shopping, putting on the moves tonight.
But I will give the guy credit. I mean, for someone who is not clearly not in this industry, professional or even amateur level, he did, like, layer his voice.
At least he did some echoing, yeah.
Yeah, he did some. I mean, if you think about, and by the way, such a perfect song for Jake, you know, using soundtrack from one of his favorite movies ever, some Top Gun, but.
Going rock shopping, putting on the moves tonight. Kiss her on the cheek, third date in a couple nights. Jake going to the Bone Zone.
Yeah,
so that's just so terrible.
Ride her into the Bone Zone.
So it's not a great song. I appreciate the effort, though. I know Jake probably likes it.
Head into the Jake Shack, snuggled on the couch tonight.
I don't have a couch.
You're watching Nothing to Lose. You're gonna get laid, all right.
People live vicariously through Jake, you know?
Jake going to the Bone Zone.
All right, anyway, the song is terrible, and it goes on for a while. So, Jake, last night you went to the Bone Zone, I take it.
No.
Oh.
No, she canceled on me.
Oh, well, redo the song.
Let's see if that...
Jake going to the Bone Zone.
Where am I going tonight?
Oh, what? So what happened? She canceled. Why?
She said she got called into work, and I said,
"That's."
He said, "Can we reschedule?" I said, "How's tomorrow night?" She's like, "That's perfect."
Is she an emergency locksmith or something? Because if not, getting the "I got called into work" right before a date does feel like more of an excuse.
No, she's not a locksmith.
She a surgeon, or
that'd like be great if she was.
Great,
that's a great job. Someone to know.
I'd love to date a locksmith. Wait, Jake, what is her job? Like, is it a job that she would have to get called into unexpectedly?
Sometimes, yeah. She's like a VIP bartender at, like, venues around Los Angeles.
Cool. That's a cool job.
Someone needs to make some drinks. Stat.
get over here with some bottles.
We can get her.
Yeah, but...
She just needs to find her sparklers. Wait, so she had to go to work last night.
That's what she said.
What time did she text you the cancellation?
Gosh, because I was asleep. So I was like 1 or 2. When I woke up from my nap, I had a text from her.
Okay, that's a decent amount of notice. I would say if it was like an hour before and saying I called in to work, that seems a little unbelievable.
How was it worded, like the cancellation? Like super bummed or read it? Hold on. Read it as it was written.
So this girl has left the chat.
Yeah. While you look for the text, let's play another verse of your song.
Oh, no.
He'll turn the AC on in the Bone Zone.
It's just such a,
it's I really just, like it.
Such a terrible song.
Jake going to the Bone Zone.
Good job, Jake.
Jake, did you leave this song about yourself?
And I would have done it better.
I doubt it. Yeah. Highly doubt it. So, okay, what
she said, so sorry, but I just got called into work today. Can we reschedule?
That's good. She suggested rescheduling in the first text.
Yeah.
All right. So the reschedule is supposed to be for tonight.
Yes.
So tonight you go to the Bone Zone.
Possibly.
And the plan is to watch a movie together, right?
Nothing to lose.
So how are you going to do that with no couch?
Well, see, that's the thing. She's seen the Jake Shack. She just knows I only have a bed in front of the TV.
That was one of the best parts of my dorm room freshman year of college.
We have to watch it in bed.
There was no couch, and it really eliminated any sort of a...
The couch is the transitional...
Having furniture in multiple rooms is a real C block. I'm just saying,
down the hall.
If you walk in and all there is a bed, you've eliminated a lot of the hard stuff.
Yeah, and if the person stays, they know what they're agreeing to.
All right, well, so tonight is Bone Zone night, we think.
We'll see.
All right.
I'm going in with no expectations.
I want this guy to re-record a didn't go to the Bone Zone one and a went to the Bone Zone
one. We need multiple versions of this song depending on how tonight plays out.
Went to the Bone Zone one.
Also, maybe a version where Jake owns a couch. Let's figure that out. All right, we got it. Let's give you this one. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. You can listen. You can also watch us. We are streaming live right now on YouTube. Find us there and stick around where you can see all of the dirty looks we give each other while we're talking and playing songs on K-Rock. We'll get to your news right now. First news break of the show, and then we will get into a brand new hour complete with El Cheapo. And apparently El Cheapo, the queen pin of cheap, has stolen from a major retailer.
I committed a crime, and I hope that officer who called in earlier is not listening.
A crime was committed in the past 48 hours. Allie will admit guilt, and we'll get into that coming up next hour for some Thrifty Thursday El Cheapo. But first, we get into your news. And Allie, you are making people laugh for so many different reasons. I want you to get your flowers. You deserve them.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. I am dying. Allie says, when I was a dog walker, we might want to keep that one off your resume, Allie. Oh, my God. We are the dog walker.
This guy is thoroughly enjoying all of the many jobs you've had. As much as we say Omar's the king of the jobs because he's got 14 side hustles at any given time, Allie has truly had every job you could possibly have.
Every side job. And that one is not even in the top 10 most embarrassing.
Yeah, and she used to have to rub some sort of dermatological cream on a dog's vulva.
That's
on a regular
true.
Basis.
I did have to do that for a little while because she had a bacterial infection. But I also had to rub numbing cream on human beings at one point, I worked at a Botox clinic.
But we think it's the rubbing the dog's vagina that turned you gay eventually, right?
Gay way before
that. Oh, you were. Okay. That's why she was qualified for that job. Let's get into your news now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Is doing the news on K-Rock more or less embarrassing than rubbing the cream on the dog's vagina?
Way more.
Oh, okay, great.
Way more. Everyone pulls a Britney every once in a while. It happens to all of us. But if it happens to a big celebrity, it becomes a very big story. And a lot of people are turning their attention to Justin Bieber right now because things are getting weird. He's going off the rails. When someone who's off the rails has access to social media, it begins to be like a car crash that you can't look away from. And there were some videos that came out during Coachella of him smoking a bunch of weed and smoking a bong on his balcony and that's whatever. But this latest video on Instagram took a weird turn, and it was him ranting about God and fishing, and he had that weird filter on his face where it makes your face look all like chipmunky and it changes your voice. And here's him going off about reeling in fish and G-O-D.
When I tell you I reeled them in, Bobby, I reeled them in. I was reeling in a half dozen on a good day. You've been hurt. You've been afraid. You have been shut down. But let me tell you a little something. G-O-D, our boy Jesus, he's got a plan. And he works all things together for Gucci. Gucci is what we mean when we mean good. They want to be like a rat.
I want to be like a rat stealing your cheese. That's the end of that. And everyone's like, whoa, what's going on? And yeah, Britney Spears has a very long history and there's some mental health stuff there. And it's gotten so, it's gotten so well known that her name has turned into a noun. Like pulling a Britney.
Yeah.
You know, like for companies, getting turned into a verb is good. Like, hey, I'm going to Zoom you or Venmo you or whatever. But being turned into a noun, I feel like, is very, it's much more rare and it's much more impactful.
You don't want to pull a Britney. You don't want to pull a Diddy.
Exactly.
A lot of things you don't want to pull. And potentially.
Don't be a Justin.
Don't be a Biebs. And I just saw a crazy story. You know, the guy supposedly made like upwards of almost $1 billion in his career. Young guy still, but he is apparently completely broke. I mean, that's what TMZ was reporting, that the guy was in full-on financial ruin. Somehow,
isn't his lady pretty successful?
Hailey Bieber.
You buy one of those smoothies of hers at Erewhon,
that's half the billion right there.
That covers that tab with one smoothie.
It's crazy. So, and they just had a baby not that long ago. So, yeah. And they were kind
further
of,
proof that kids will make you go crazy.
My God.
Goddamn.
And I don't think he's really made music in that long either, so you kind of just thought it was like, all right, now he's just kind of a recluse, he's in dad mode, but then now these videos are coming out more and more and everyone's a little bit worried. All right,
hold on, you say he hasn't made music recently. I was so sure this was very recent, I believe, and I think he is the guy who did this. I'm not exactly sure, you tell me.
Kiss her on the cheek, third date in a couple nights.
Is that Biebs or not?
Jacob Wing to the Bone Zone.
Apparently, things are getting bad, if that's what he sounds like before the production.
You are off the rails.
He did sell his whole catalog for $200 million, so he's got to make new songs now. So
I know. He loved it. G-O-D.
G-O-D.
The old
loves
Jesus,
it.
Baby. All right, speaking of social media, this is another crazy story. This influencer who was doing a live stream on TikTok, she's a Mexican beauty influencer. She's in her 20s. She had hundreds of thousands of followers. Absolutely gorgeous. Her name is Valeria Marquez, and she was doing this TikTok live stream from her salon, and she was opening a present from a fan. It was like a little stuffed pig, and she's like, oh, how cute. And then you see her look off into the distance towards the doorway. And someone had arrived at the door at the salon, and then you hear her say they're coming, and then she gets shot and killed.
What?
On the live stream. You can't see the actual act on the live stream because her camera was pointed in a different direction, but you can hear and you can see the aftermath of it. It's horrifying, and they think that this was, quote, femicide, which is a gender-related killing, and they say this is a rampant problem in Mexico right now, and just days before, a mayoral candidate in Veracruz was also fatally shot during a live stream.
So people are attempting to do, they want the notoriety of doing it while they're live streaming?
I don't know if that's intentional, like, hey, this person's doing a live stream, go over and commit this crime, or if it's just coincidence because so many people live stream now. But it's pretty horrifying, and they're looking for a suspect.
Oh, very sad, especially when an attractive person gets killed. That is what hurts me the most here.
Well, hey, if you're a true crime fan, you know that most big, big true crime stories have, you know, the victims are hot.
Yeah.
Or the murderer is hot.
I'm going to write a book called Too Ugly to Kill. And it's going to be a beautiful bestseller.
Hey, I've always been happy that I'm not very kidnappable or, you know, if I'm walking down the street, they're not like, oh, when she walked into a room, she lit up the room. She was so beautiful and just so charismatic. I'm not going to be that person.
Reflection on your forehead, you kind of do.
They say when Allie walks into a room, they turn off the lights. That's what they say.
Murderers run away.
That's the sound.
All right, and then finally, this.
That's a funny noise, Omar. I don't know what that's from.
That's you.
I know that's me, but. What did
I have no idea.
What set me off? Is that when Allie showed up?
It was my forehead.
Oh, geez. In that case, let me double down.
This week in Who Cares, HBO Max went to Max, and now it's back to being HBO Max. They had an identity crisis. They changed 2 years ago, dropped the HBO, just became Max. It was all inclusive. And now they've made this big announcement that they're going back to HBO Max, going back to their roots, back to their original values. They did kind of poke fun at this. Max put out a video of white smoke coming out of the Warner Brothers tower.
That's funny.
They're like, white smoke has been seen coming out of the tower. A new brand has been chosen. And then they've kind of used some of their shows as memes to poke fun at themselves for rebranding yet again. But I don't see at this point, like, I'm sure plenty of people didn't even know they went to Max.
Now
they're like, I just don't want to have to download a new app. Please, God, make it the same streaming app.
It is annoying because when I was looking for White Lotus, I was like, I know it's on an HBO show. And then, of course, you search HBO, at least on my TV, I search HBO, nothing autofill. If it's not autofill, I'm not spelling out that whole word. Not happening.
And it's only three letters.
So I get to the B, and if it doesn't autofill, I just move on.
Forget it.
And then the Mac, luckily, when I went the other route, went the MA, I got the option for Macs. And I was like, oh, thank God, I'll have to finish that
one. But remember, because I still have the HBO app on my Apple TV.
Right.
And then I would go to that all the time and be like, where are my shows? And Katie would have to tell me, it doesn't, you can't do that one anymore.
This is companies that, they do this all the time.
The same thing happened with Showtime.
Same thing happened with like Sirius XM. They can't just like agree on a brand. Just go with the stronger brand and just stick with it. But they don't want to alienate their customers. And they're afraid that someone that's just auto paying for a service, regardless of what it is, as soon as they see a change, someone's going to be like, wait a minute, I'm paying $9 a month for whatever. And they're going to cancel. So they go, let's just go ahead and try to.
So it's like they're half-assing it. It's like, let's keep half the name, but do half a new name.
They don't want to make a decision. Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now. That's the decision we're going to make. We're sticking with it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.